Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We just heard from Zion Williamson after the first day of training camp for the Pelicans. Now happy to welcome in Ali Cosell, NBA writer covering the Pels. So Zion, open for you on this segment. Ali, how you been doing?
Doing great. Yeah, look, you got some time off after last year's terrible season for the Pelicans, and they remade the roster, only 8 returning faces from last season's team, and everybody looks excited, of course, because it's opening. Oh, it's media day, right?
Yikes.
But what you have is it seems like these guys are really in tune. That's probably the biggest thing you notice, right? Zion seems fully committed alongside a lot of these other guys. It seems more so than previous years.
What have you been, you know, taken by Zion's conditioning right now? I know it's been made a huge deal after media day all over social media.
Yeah, look, we've seen him enter seasons before with some hype, looking good, but I don't think we've ever seen him look this good, right, in terms of conditioning. And most of his teammates really brought that up to us. They all mentioned that they met in California for the mini camp, right, in August. And they noticed that this is as slim as they'd ever seen him during an off season. And so what he credits to, and this is the biggest part, it seems like Zion made a legitimate life change last season where he sat down with Daniel Bove, the Pelicans director of performance, and they came up with a plan because they basically, look, they both knew it. He was getting hurt all the time, kind of reoccurring injuries, especially with his hamstrings, and it was taking him forever to get back. And on top of that, he wasn't in elite shape. So they came up with a plan, like I said, in the middle of last season, somewhere along then. And since that time, Zion's followed it to a T. He's had unique workouts where he's been on the football field a lot. He's taken up boxing. There's all these things that have really gotten him into the shape, and it seems like he's finally able to stay true to it, right? So that's the biggest thing. Question is now, Steve, can he just stay healthy, right? Will it help him being in this kind of shape, right? Get him through at least 60, 65 games because that's what the Pelicans are going to need.
Maybe being a new dad and chasing that kiddo around is helping him out too. Looking at the, you know, that relationship too, it seems to be, I know it's the honeymoon phase really right now too with Joe Dumars, the president of basketball operations, but that bond between Zion and Dumars seems pretty strong already.
Oh, it does. Yeah, look, I mean, Joe Dumars made no bones about it. When he came here, he flat out said first initial conversation with Zion was going right to that. Do you want to be here?
Yeah.
Can I hold you to be accountable? And all these things. And ever since then, it's kind of grown into a real relationship, right? I mean, they've had dinner multiple times during the offseason. They watch playoff games together. They've talked basketball nonstop. They bounce the ideas off each other. I've never heard Zion talk to us about how close he is to somebody that's not a teammate, that's a member, like I said, of the front office of the coaching staff. That's never happened previously. So it's a big positive. And you've got to think that this might have been the best thing about hiring Joe Dumars, right? Nobody ever reached Zion previously to the point of where he really took everything seriously, did everything he should and could to his maximum potential. Seems like Joe Dumars has been able to draw that out. So, yeah, we'll see where this goes, but so far, so good.
Yeah, hopefully, too, with this season, they can get rid of that bugaboo injury curse that loomed over them last year.
Yeah.
How are some of the guys that are back from injury looking, and who's still, I know, like DeJounte Murray, and also with some the rookie as well is still nursing an injury, and it's going to be some time before we see Derek Queen again.
Yeah, look, a couple months ago, Steve, were wondering, will Herb Jones and Trey Murphy be available for the start of the season?
Yeah.
And Trey's return was very much in doubt. Well, these guys have been now cleared for basketball, been scrimmaging full contact nonstop for weeks. So they were obviously ahead of schedule from where they were considered a couple of months ago. So that bodes well. Really, the only two people that won't be ready for the start of the season is, for sure, you can say DeJounte Murray. Derek Queen, I'm not going to say 100%. We asked him. He says he feels like he's about a month away. So that kind of, you know, puts it in line with, right, the start of the regular season, which starts, what, I think in about 30 days. So he might make it back. But if he doesn't, he'll be back shortly thereafter. So really, you're just missing DeJounte Murray. But the key is, like you said, Steve, health. Can you maintain it through a season? Joe Dumars told us a couple days ago he went through it with the medical staff, like with a finely tooth comb over everybody's injury, seeing how things could have been done differently, right? Try to look under every rock. So he claims he's tweaked some things. He won't divulge it to us, right? That's privy information. But he claims that they're on much better footing now. We'll have to see if that works out that way, too.
Definitely hope so, because I know there's not much expected from the Pelicans going into this year. There's been such a mockery of them already. But if you look at this roster, to me, if you can stay healthy, they look like they can be a pretty potent, you know, force in the Western Conference even.
Yeah, that's the one thing I don't understand. A lot of us here locally feel the same way as I do, in the essence that, yeah, things could go awry again. Zion could get hurt. You can have a repeat of previous years. But the talent is there. It right. really is. Look, last 2 years when Zion's played, they've been winners kind of when he's been on the court, right? 2 years ago, they won 49 games. The year before that, before he hurt his hamstring at the start of the new year, Pelicans were vying with Denver for first place. So the key is, honestly, Zion. If he can be out there, you've got a legitimate, you know, chance to win every single game you almost play. But now this team has much better depth from last year. Trey Murphy, Steve, he's legitimately going to be vying for an all-star spot. A lot of us believe that. And then, of course, you add Jordan Poole, who I know a lot of people look at him sideways, but I'll tell you what, he's probably been right. the most impressive person to me throughout these last couple of days, because not only does he have a high IQ, not only does he seem like he really understands what is expected of him, how to get the best out of.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
His game, it's just he is a legitimately almost a leader on the court, and I've been hearing it's only been a couple of practices, but he's leading the group out there as the point guard, something really CJ McCollum couldn't do. Of course, he's a lot younger. People are telling me we're going to see the Jordan Poole that helped Golden State win a championship. They say forget the guy you saw in the Wizards, that guy won't be here.
Definitely like to hear that. What about another veteran in Kevin Looney that they've added? I think, you know, a veteran centerpiece that was definitely needed for this squad. And you just someone that, you know, he's not going to maybe light up the stat sheet, but someone that does that dirty work for you.
Yeah, Steve, remember us a year ago talking about how Daniel Tice was supposed to kind of fill that role? Well, that never worked out. I think a lot of us feel much better about Kevon Looney being able to fulfill that, right? Tice, he wasn't playing much anymore, and there was a reason for it, right? He just wasn't as good at basketball. But Kevon Looney still honestly has all of his athleticism. I think he's a much smarter player, right? I don't know how you can't be coming from that Golden State system, being surrounded by Stephon and Draymond Green. But no, with Kevon Looney, he's 29 years old, and he relishes doing the hard work. Jordan Poole said he's the best professional he knows in the NBA. There's a lot of high praise for this guy because not only does he know how to set a screen, not only does he know how to get in a rookie's ear, tell them what he needs to hear. It seems like he makes constant winning plays to where he inserts himself. Unlike, say, like I said, Daniel Tice, I never heard any stories about him helping the young guys really understanding what's going on in court and what's expected to squeeze out a win. Get a bucket here, get a bucket there. I've heard Looney is that kind of a thinker on the court, much like Larry Nance was. So I think the Pelicans did a good job in signing him. But Steve, here's the question. Is Eve Missy going to be ready, right? This center rotation, a lot's on Looney's shoulders. If he can't really, say, get through a full year of 30 minutes a game, maybe 25 minutes a game, where do you turn to? Because other than that, it's question marks.
Are you going to be able to make that trip to Australia for the preseason, or will you be here?
No, I'm going to stay here. A lot of us are staying here. They're doing a quick trip. They're going for a week.
Okay.
But it's honestly, they're going to be there for maybe just less than 5 days. And when you consider all that jet lag, it's almost not worth it. It's a 20-hour flight one way.
What do you think of the NBA experimenting with this? I guess trying to expand the brand of basketball.
Well, you got to love it, right? I mean, it's like you said, it's expanding basically the NBA's image, getting the places like, for instance, the first NBA team to travel to Australia that's going to play. I think that's fantastic. I know it's only a population of about 25 to 30 million, but again, you're reaching all of Oceania, which is a huge area. Like I'm counting the Philippines will be tuned in, New Zealand, and they are big basketball fans down there. So yeah, why not spread your reach? Because let's face it, we know the NBA here in America, in the United States, it's probably third. It's definitely behind NFL and football, probably behind baseball, which has honestly steadily been going up. But the NBA, while it's fine here in the United States, it can do much better, especially worldwide. And I'm glad they're looking to expand that way because it's going to help, right? You're going to add more money. So many different ways it's just going to help broaden the game.
And then, Ollie, when you look at this Western Conference, the Pels are battling in. What teams do you think are the ones to watch out for that may be on the rise this season? And who could have been like a playoff team from a year ago that you think could have a drop off?
Yeah, well, everybody was penciling in Houston Rockets, right, to be a legitimate championship contender until, of course, the Fred VanVleet news, right? That's terrible. He's probably going to be out for the entire season now, Houston, which didn't have much depth at point guard. Suddenly you don't feel that comfortable with them. So it's going to be the stalwarts, right? OKC at the top. Everybody feels good about Denver because they've added depth. But after that, and especially if you want to go looking deeper like you're looking, why not look at the Spurs, right? If Victor Wembanyama plays a full year, that team I feel like is a shoo-in to get somehow, some way into the top six, seven, something along that. Because look, the Clippers, they're about to fall off too. We don't know how the Kawhi Leonard situation is going to unfold, but it just doesn't look good.
Ollie, awesome stuff as always. Look forward to talking to you more as we get ready for preseason action just coming up. I think 9 days they'll be playing in Australia. Great stuff and hopefully a healthy Pelican season this year. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Steve, and have a good night.
Thank you, man. Ollie Cosell, NBA writer covering the Pelicans there. Great stuff as always from Ollie. And man, oh man, I'm just hopeful that, like I said, this team can stay out of the ER. There was too many injuries with this team, and it just seemed like everything snowballed around a year ago. And I didn't get into it with Ollie, but it's going to be weird not having around this roster this year. No more is Brandon Ingram. He's no longer with the roster. And neither C.J. McCollum, one of the vocal leaders and definitely, you would say, consistent pieces on this team that they moved on from. But still a good-looking roster that I think can contend in this Western Conference. And we'll say it over and over and over again. Health is the biggest key. We're going to take a break right now. Come back with more of Sports Talk. Stay tuned right after this on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.